Proverbs 16:18 says, "Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall." We've discussed the issue of pride in a number of devotionals, and most recently in the same chapter of Proverbs where we're at. Proverbs 16:5 says, "Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished." Pride is not a good thing. We've talked about the Sodomite culture today, simply referring to itself in terms of pride. Pride month, pride flags, pride in Sodomite sin, and in being an ally of Sodomite sin. We've also discussed examples of pride among Christians and conservatives who stand opposed to that Sodomite pride culture, but then there's proud to be an American, or just American pride. Stuff like that, instead of giving glory to God for His goodness and mercy on America, how about we just say, "God bless America," or "Bless God, America." And what's all this about being a proud Christian? Signs and t-shirts and memes saying, "I'm a proud Christian." That's a contradiction in terms. Christians are to be humble, not proud. We give God the glory and take no pride in what He has done, but we give thanks for what He has done. But this proverb has a much more personal and direct application to individuals, even though it also applies to these things I just mentioned. Pride goeth before destruction. This applies to me personally. It applies to you personally. If we want to destroy our lives, destroy our marriages, destroy our churches and ministries, destroy friendships, you name it, pride will destroy every single time. Men have wrecked their homes and families because they refused to take a job that was less respectable in the community or paid less than what they had previously held. So they remain jobless, and their pride drives them eventually to do things like drink or commit crime. Women let pride drive them to focus on the flesh. They leave God and His Word on the shelf. They surround themselves with other fleshly, carnal women and immerse themselves in the world. As a result, they become derelict in their duties as wife and mother, many going into adultery and even abandoning their children, all from the root of pride. I've seen people suffer and cause their loved ones to suffer because they were just too proud to take any assistance, even when it was needed and necessary. That's not laudable. That's foolish. It's one thing to be a freeloader who won't work even when given the opportunity. But it's another thing to be in need and suffer all because you're just too proud to admit that you need help or too proud to receive and accept help. And pride, the worst of all, is going to send a lot of people to hell. Why? Because people don't want to be tagged with the label of religious or even just the word Christian, let alone someone calling them a Bible thumper or a Jesus freak. So, being too proud to suffer shame and reproach for His name, they refuse to even consider their sin and their need of salvation. How that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. They'll shut off all efforts you make to speak to them from God's Word, all because they're too proud and they don't want the world to think they're one of you crazy Christians. And we could go on and on with different examples, but the bottom line is, pride goeth before destruction. A lot of Christians, they're saved, but they let pride get in the way of their witness. They don't want people to hear them talk about Jesus in the Bible. Instead of being full of pride, be full of the Spirit of God and display the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22-23 says, But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Read that list carefully and you'll see there is no pride listed among the fruit of the Spirit. Pride goeth before destruction.